How are you this morning? I'm Meg Ellefson. That's who I am. It's a lovely day outside. It's for me, it's almost Friday because I have Friday and Monday off. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm going to escape somewhere wonderful for a long weekend, and I'm looking forward to that. We don't have many wonderful summer days left, so have to take advantage of that. There are a number of things I wanted to quickly go through before I take your calls. 715-845-2155. Frankly, I'm a little bit out of breath. I had a little bit more time this morning to print all of these out, but these are just headlines from this morning from one of my news sources. And of course, I'm sure you're on top of it as I am. Biden. Hey, my new nickname for Joe Biden. What do you think of it? Sock puppet. What do you think? I was thinking, you know, he's like a marionette or puppet. I actually think sock puppet is better because that's sort of, I don't know, the most bare bones basic of all puppets, right? The sock puppet with the googly eyes. He's even got those googly eyes, doesn't he? Anyway, he officially signed the Inflation Reduction Bill. And how, I mean, doesn't this just exemplify the record of the Biden administration, that they all that is left for them to do is to sign? Of course, they're trying to slam through as much spending as possible and as much leftist crap as possible. And this Inflation Reduction Bill, which is nothing, it has nothing to do with reducing inflation. In fact, I would presume that now that it's signed into law, I'm sure that the markets are going to take a beating over the next day or two. But the Inflation Reduction Bill, I can't even say it because it's just, it's ridiculousness. I drive by the gas station every day on the way into the station. Oh, different station, of course, the radio station. And, okay, yeah, I noticed the gas prices are at $3-something a gallon. Big deal. So what? They're not down to where they were before Joe Biden took over, before Sock Puppet took over the White House, right? Okay, here's another. This is just leading up to our conversation when you call in this morning. I see that Trump popularity among Republicans spikes due to the FBI raid. I mean, I'm not surprised by that, obviously, because of although I will say I would like to hope that people are channeling their inner American and they're actually irate about the federal government weaponizing one of their agencies to act against an American citizen, and particular an American president of the United States. CBS Evening News alleges that the FBI didn't take Trump's passports. Who are we going to believe? The FBI? CBS or Trump? Evidently, his attorneys have indicated they were returned to him, and I don't know why he would make that up anyway. And frankly, it's kind of ridiculous that they took them in the first place. Where is he going to go? Doesn't he have Secret Service around him? As if they wouldn't be able to monitor. I don't even want to. We can talk about it if you would like. The other, of course, in preparation for the midterm elections, Sock Puppet forgives additional $4 billion of student loan debt, bringing the total up to $32 billion. Hey, can you say he's pandering to the low-information college student voter, perhaps, maybe? I don't know. I also see, and we reported on this yesterday during the Wisconsin Morning News, and I briefly talked about it during feedback yesterday in Minneapolis. The diversity police have decided that they don't like white teachers in the Minneapolis public schools, so they're going to be the first ones targeted for layoffs. And it's kind of like in this workforce shortage, can they really afford to lay anyone off, let alone teachers? And what will that do to their hiring, their ability to hire teachers, if they're already telling you, if white, need not apply? I'm telling you. So here, and this is following suit. Gosh, I can't believe America is ahead of the UK. But Britain's Royal Air Force begins rejecting applications from white men to meet diversity goals. Really? So flying a plane has to do with your skin color? So if you're a particular skin color, that makes you more or less qualified to be in the Air Force? I don't know. Liberal logic also. Here's a sad one. Okay, and then I swear I'm going to get to your calls. This one upset me. Dodge is going to drop iconic muscle cars as part of transition to electric vehicles. You know, my dream car is a Dodge Challenger. Aren't they the most, I don't know if I can say it on the air, so I won't say the word I would like to say, but they are such cool vehicles. And that is my dream car. If I ever have a second, third vehicle, I don't know. I have kind of a long list, but the Challenger is no longer going to be produced as a gas-powered vehicle. I can guarantee you, I'm not going to buy an electric vehicle. I mean, do they make extension cords long enough to get down to Florida? Haha. But no, I've read all kinds of horror stories about people who have electric vehicles and hate them because they take these cross-country trips. And essentially, their entire trip is overshadowed by, oh, I got to find a place to charge it. Oh, where am I going to charge it? How long is it going to take to charge it? It completely overshadows your entire vacation and ruins it. I'll dig up that article at some point and share it with you. But, okay, so I wanted to get your calls this morning, and obviously we're going to have the full hour, so calm down. I will definitely take your calls, but gosh, such a bummer. Liz Cheney lost to the Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman yesterday in Wyoming, and I'm going to play just a super quick clip of Harriet's acceptance speech, and then we can talk about it.
Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who understands that our government is a government of, by, and for the people. And that we can and do control the levers of power when we engage, when we participate, and when we hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. Wyoming has spoken on behalf of everyone who is concerned that the game is becoming more and more rigged against them. Yeah. And what Wyoming has shown today is that while it may not be easy, we can dislodge entrenched politicians who believe they've risen above the people they are supposed to represent and serve.
Smell you later, Liz Cheney. I guess your days are numbered, although she gave some kind of peculiar concession speech and alluded to Lincoln, and I don't know, is she going to run for president? Good luck, Liz. I don't think it's going to go well. Speaking of president, curious. I've asked this question before. I'm wondering where you stand now, obviously in light of the Mar-a-Lago raid. If the presidential election were held today, would you support President Trump, or is there another candidate that you feel would better represent America at this point in time? I realize what an important role President Trump plays with regard to all these endorsements that he is. I mean, he's does he shake a magic eight ball? No, I've talked about it actually. It's this, I don't know, I don't want to say weird, but it's sort of an interesting process that people go through to court his endorsement. And you know, he's successful, obviously, and he's relying upon people to, those around him or those that have his ear, to make recommendations so that he picks the right candidate. Some of them are more obvious than others. Liz Cheney, sorry, you weren't endorsed by Trump. But on that note, would love to take your calls, 715-845-2155. What I would like to know, first up, if you would support another 4 years of President Trump. Well, obviously, we're going to support it if he gets elected, but would you, or do you prefer a different candidate? Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're first up on with Meg.
Good morning, Meg. This is John from Wausau. Three quick political comments. Foremost, yes, I would support Trump. I think we have to purge what's happened here over the last year and remember what he did when he was in office. And we had the safest, solid country ever. So yes, for sure, I would support Trump. Secondly, Meg, I wanted to thank you for the outstanding job you did educating everybody on Rebecca. I'm from Waukesha originally. I've known Rebecca since she got out of UW-Madison. She was by far the better candidate. But unfortunately, the county she lost in, people just did not do their research, which segues to my final comment, Meg. Thank you for having Eric Tony on the air today. My wife is from Fond du Lac. My wife and I had a business in Fond du Lac for a short time. He's a good man. Mm-hmm. He stands for all the principles we stand for. And finally, Meg, I fear that Tim Michaels will not defeat Tony the Tiger. That's why it's critical we elect Eric Tony, Attorney General, because if you have Tony the Tiger and Josh Call, it's just going to be a disaster for Wisconsin. I am familiar with Josh Call. He comes from a long line of liberal politicians. His mother, Peg Lautenschlager, was the Attorney General for a time. Please continue to educate your wonderful audience on how imperative it is that we get Eric elected now that we don't have Rebecca to stand up for us. God bless you, Megan. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, John, for your call. I appreciate it so much. Did you want to stay on the line and chat a bit?
Sure.
Oh, good. So, yes, and I appreciate very much your comments about Rebecca. Ugh, it was a very heartbreaking loss. It still kind of, it still hurts. But Eric Tony, yes, and I did share that he wasn't my pick, and I apologized to him many times off air about it. I said, you know, I obviously we have to move forward, and we're adults, and we have to put our big boy and big girl pants on and support the Republican candidates. Some of them are going to be tougher than others to push over the finish line, as you've suggested. However, I really, in the short time or the short conversations I've had with Eric, I talked to him yesterday, and I was very impressed with the young man that he is. And I have a lot of confidence in his ability to be the next Attorney General here in Wisconsin. In fact, I mean, as I shared to him and our listeners this morning on the Wisconsin Morning News, the list of endorsements he has, the number of people that are backing him, and these are law enforcement people that are endorsing him, sheriffs from, and I don't have it within my hand's reach, but I was starting to check off the sheriffs throughout the state of Wisconsin that have endorsed Eric Tony, including our own sheriff here, Scott Parks in Marathon County, the Langlade County Sheriff, the Clark County Sheriff, La Crosse County Sheriff. I mean, I could go on. I could list off, there's, 72 counties in the state of Wisconsin. Many of them, almost all of them, have expressed their support for Eric Tony, and that says a lot. And I'm very optimistic that we can elect him.
Quick point on that, Meg. All people have to do is talk to somebody that lives in Fond du Lac County. Again, my wife is from there. My wife and I had a business there for a short time. He does what we hire district attorneys to do, which is to lock up the criminals and do the right thing. Quite the opposite, as you know, around this country. So he would be terrific to combat. I call him Tony the Tiger because he's just the opposite. And I just want to thank you again, because the people in Marathon County, the people in Lincoln County, they don't know anything about Eric. I do. And I just want to thank you for getting that out now that we don't have Rebecca to stand up for us.
Yeah, amen. Well, John, thank you so much for your call in, and I appreciate your support and listening to this program, and I will indeed make an effort to continue to have Eric on the program so that our listeners can get to know him. And frankly, I really believe that we need to roll up our sleeves and help him get elected. So I know it's not the most fun thing to do doors and to get in front of other people whom you don't know and encourage them and ask them to support Eric. But that's what we have to do. And we have to have these conversations about the crime in this state and the way in which both Josh Call and Tony Evers have turned their back on American citizens, looking at Kenosha and how their miserable leadership in that specific case. But I'll let you go and attend to your barking dog.
I'm on the farm, Meg. You were actually on our farm here for the June Dairy Month. I didn't get to meet you and Chris.
Oh.
But my landlord is Brenda.
Oh,
and,
yes.
I also want to thank you for the wonderful conversation you had with her on the air, as you both educated the people in Marathon County about the agricultural business. So ever since then, I've been glued to your radio program.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I saw a calf being born, and that was something I'd never, ever experienced in my life. What an operation that farm is. And I know that it's not just you and Brenda. There's all kinds of other people, and I mean, tons of people involved in running your farm. But what a great experience that was, and all the people that came together to make that dairy breakfast a success.
It was a great day. Thanks again, Meg.
Thank you. Have a great day. I appreciate you calling in. Call in anytime. I'm going to go to a break, and I'll be back, and then we'll go into the 8:30 news, followed by another half hour of your calls on WSAU Feedback, 715-845-2155. Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm going to go right to my caller that has been holding over during the break. We got to get to the 8:30 news, but I want to squeeze her in. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? It's Danielle, right?
Yep. Yes, it is. Doing well. It's the sunshine and can't complain.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that in 2016, I'm what I considered myself a reluctant Trump voter. I voted against Hillary. I didn't feel I voted for Trump. I wasn't particularly fond of him. I waited for Alan West to put his hat in the ring, and he never did. But it didn't take too long for Trump to really earn my respect, and he did, or he worked hard to do everything he said he was going to do. In 2020, I really felt like I voted for him. And honestly, I that might be the first time I really had that feeling since I've been old enough to vote, for, you know, 20 couple of years. I really feel like we don't even have an option. I'm not sure we're at a place where anybody can really right the ship in the way what I think he probably can.
So when you say we don't have an option, he is the only option.
I kind of feel like where we're at, for as fast as everything was destroyed, I feel like we need that kind of person that isn't going to take any crap from anyone.
Right.
I mean, you look at the trade war with the Chinese. We knew it was going to be hard because the Chinese weren't going to just say, oh, geez, yeah, we've been mistreating U.S. trade partners for 40 years. You know, we won't do it anymore. We knew it was going to be hard, and they were going to fight back, but we were winning.
Yeah.
And now we've knuckled to them, and we've lost any credibility that we started to build. I think it's going to take that kind of toe the line and not give an inch person. And that's the kind of person that Trump is.
Yeah, and I don't like to use the word waffle, but I sort of I go back and forth on this because sometimes I think you make a great argument, and then other times I think he's so divisive. But then again, maybe that's what we need, and he's the only one that's willing to stand in the gap and has been the only one. He doesn't need this. I mean, he could go, you know, he could take his billions and go on a Trump Island and leave it all behind, you know?
I mean, he's the only president that has left office in a worse financial state than when he went into office.
Yeah.
You know, not that it's a bad financial state, but it, you know, he doesn't, you're right, he doesn't need to do this. I really think he's much more of a patriot than I ever really truly thought he was to start.
Yeah.
I changed my opinion of him quite a bit in the time that he was in office.
Well, hey, thank you for your perspective. I appreciate you holding over during the break. We're
thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Call in any time. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for tuning
in.
You
too. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm going to go to a break, and that's the 8:30 news break, and then followed by more of your calls on WSAU Feedback 715-845-2155 right after the news.